This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We will take your calls about whatever is on your mind. Plus, we have brought some things to the table. Conan, you're going to tell us in a little bit about an anti-gun preacher that bought all the raffle tickets or something.
He was rigging the system. His name was not Debbie Wasserman Schultz. It was something else.
I don't think anybody would ever confuse Debbie Wasserman Schultz of being a pastor. Chris, you've got a couple of stories about sovereign citizens. And we will begin the show by going to the Skypes. We've got David calling in. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. I want to tell you a little trick I did to mine Bitcoin when I was in high school.
How long ago was this?
Oh, this was about 2 years ago.
Okay, because you sound pretty young.
Yeah, so the difficulty was way lower when I was in high school. So my computer, the computers, that was back in the days when you could mine Bitcoin with graphics cards. So the way I would do that is I would go to the computer lab every morning, and I would set up on, like, 15 different computers the Bitcoin. I would basically mine Bitcoin in a pool, and I would basically gain Bitcoin and have it mine all day till, like, 8 p.m.
So how long did it take before you wound up getting caught by the principal or the computer lab instructor, and you wound up having to, give all of your Bitcoin to the school?
That never happened because, to be perfectly honest, it was just a computer lab and nobody, I actually went to a non-traditional high school and a community college. So it was a public lab and nobody really monitored it. So, yeah
very cool.
Wait, all right. So you were able to access all these computers. You didn't have to log in to them. They were just open computers.
Right. So every time you started up the computers, they would re-image, so you didn't have to deal with logins because it was also a public library.
Right.
Interesting.
Right. Yeah.
What I did when I was in high school, and we had the crappy, maybe you know some of the models, Chris, because they're beyond me. They were all DOS.
Right.
But we would set up the alarm systems to go off like 5 minutes after we left the building.
Oh, just like a timer and
a buzzer.
Nice.
And so, 15 minutes or 10 minutes after the bell rang, and you're already long gone, all the computers would just go off.
So, did you have some sort of script you ran or something? You go in with a USB and reload it, because if they're re-imaging every night, that's basically a full reset.
Right, yeah. So I would basically keep on a flash drive. What was it? It was GUI Miner. So it was in a GUI, and then you could just input your pool URL, and you could basically use computer graphics cards to mine Bitcoin all day. Because the difficulty was low then, that's before they really had ASICs.
Oh, yeah.
Now I suppose do it with Ethereum, because that is a more memory-intensive algorithm.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's brilliant. And that's sort of the false security that a lot of places that provide computers to the public fall into. They're like, well, if we just image them every night and then we don't have to worry about any common sense security measures. And, you found a perfect way to exploit it and a profitable way to exploit it.
Do you have any idea how many Bitcoins you were able to harness?
So I mined both Bitcoin and Litecoin. At that point, Bitcoin was probably, I'd want to say about $200. So I maybe made a couple bucks off of that. But Litecoin, I mined, and the difficulty was so low that you could get a big handful, and then the value went up. And then I sold the Bitcoins for Bitcoin. Or I'm sorry, I sold the Litecoin for Bitcoin and got more Bitcoin. So, end of the day, I think I made somewhere, I sold them all off because I was dumb and didn't wait for the price of Bitcoin to go off. I just bought stupid crap. stupid crap on, like, all the markets there. dark web. End of the day, it might have been like one or two Bitcoins when they were really low in value, like less than a couple hundred bucks.
Well, really low in value would be when I found out about Bitcoin back in like 2010, 2011, and it was like 10 cents of Bitcoin. Yeah. That's really low. $200 would not be considered really low.
Yeah. Yeah, but good for you. And but yeah, we were all sitting there. I think we were all thinking, so how much did he make? So is he Skyping to us from Monaco?
Yeah, he's not even telling us what he really made. Yeah, because he's out of the country right now.
That's all right.
He might be out of the country. I hear a bit of a Canadian accent.
I was not going to stereotype and go there.
I heard the boot.
A boot, where are you from?
I'm actually from Detroit.
There we go.
Detroit is almost Canada. David, thanks for the call. And you can call in and sound as good as David did if you have Skype and Skype into LRN.FM. The toll-free line, if you don't use the Skype or don't want to use the Skype, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Chris, let's jump into, you've actually got a couple stories about Corinne Gaines. So, first off, who is she, and what's the news?
Yeah, so Corinne Gaines, I actually have a story here from the Washington Post I'll just kind of go into, and that leads into other stories. Three officers with the Baltimore County Police arrived at Corinne Gaines' apartment around 9:20 a.m. on Monday to serve warrants to her, as well as a man who was also residing there. The man was wanted on an assault charge, while Gaines, 23, had an arrest warrant for failing to appear in court after a traffic violation in March. According to police, no one responded to 10 minutes of door knocking, even though they could hear several people inside. When officers attained a key to the apartment, they found Gaines sitting on the floor. Her 5-year-old son was wrapped in one of her arms, and her other hand was a shotgun. Around 3 p.m., after several hours of negotiations, police say Gaines raised the gun at officers and told them that she would kill them if they did not leave. The officers opened fire.
All right, and this is one of those situations to where nobody really knows exactly what happened because the police actually had the live streaming service she was using shut down her video feed.
That may be an aspect of it. Do you have something on that? I don't know.
I have heard that, and I've read that in several places, but I did not bring that as show prep, but I will try to find
we'll keep looking at
something
that.
About that.
Yeah, the first time I saw this, the headline was like, Facebook takes down the video, or at least the police. I think the day I saw the police asked them to take it down. But yeah, as you, Daryl, I don't have the actual information.
Yeah, my understanding was that there was a woman that was streaming, and I did not know that it was necessarily to Facebook, but she was streaming some video, and the police contacted that service and asked them to cut off the feed. They did, and that's when they wound up, just a couple minutes later, she wound up dead, and, of course, there's no video because the video feed got cut off.
LawStreetMedia.com reports that police asked Facebook and Instagram to deactivate Gaines' accounts during the standoff to facilitate the negotiating. Reportedly, her followers asked her not to comply with the officers, so someone was watching this live. Facebook video was later removed. But the short videos she posted before that are on her Instagram account and are still online.
We'll dig into that. According to the police, perceiving not only her actions but the words she used, we discharged one round at her, and in turn she fired several rounds back at us, Police Chief Jim Johnson said during a news conference on Monday night. We fired again at her, striking and killing her. Tragically, in this circumstance, the child that was also in the dwelling was struck by a round.
Now, just I want you to notice, and this is something that has made my blood boil ever since it was pointed out to me, the language that they use, to where they use language that alleviates themselves of any responsibility. We fired some rounds. She was struck. No, you shot her.
Right.
That's what happened. You shot her. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-721-9369. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-721-9369. That's 1-800-721-9369. 1-800-721-9369.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And I did, Chris, I did pull up a couple of stories about the Corinne Gaines situation, the Free Thought Project,
has an article titled Five Extremely Important Facts That You Need to Know, and I'm just going to read these bullet points, not the full information that they have. The incident stemmed from a traffic stop that led to Gaines' arrest in March, which she recorded. She had previously complained about police harassment and had one misdemeanor on her record. She also had a bench warrant for failure to appear. It does mention that she had free traveler written on a piece of cardboard on the back end of her paper, or on the back end of her vehicle, so she was a right to travel activist.
The actual quote, the actual cardboard on the back of her car: any government official who compromises this pursuit of happiness and right to travel will be held criminally responsible and fined, as this is a natural right and freedom, end quote.
Facebook did deactivate her Facebook account, and her Instagram account was also deactivated, both of those at the request of police, as she live-streamed the standoff. The police claimed that they had no working body cameras during the encounter, so there is absolutely no video of what happened, so the police can say absolutely anything they want. Court documents reveal that Gaines suffered from lead poisoning, and a vigil is scheduled for Friday night while the Baltimore police continue to investigate themselves. We'll get back into this story, but first, your phone calls. We've got Andrew calling in from Massachusetts. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. Yesterday you had a guy talking about Chinese internet censorship. You called in from China?
Yeah, go ahead with your thoughts.
I recently found out that Sprint will occasionally route their internet activity through Chinese servers. And I found this out by going to a website that was censored, and I'd like you to actually take a guess at what website that is. It's actually near and dear to you.
Freetalklive.com, LRN.FM, GCNlive.com, I'm not sure.
Porcupine Real Estate.
Interesting. You're saying that yeah, is blocked in China?
According to the error message, they told me it was being routed through a Chinese server.
I wonder if the Chinese government just blocks all real estate companies because they don't want anybody leaving China and buying property elsewhere.
Well, they don't want
renting an apartment.
They don't want the citizens buying up property elsewhere. That's a job for the Chinese government, right?
To keep the yuan here. Interesting.
But yeah, that would be that would be something their government probably would not want. The hey, let's look at some properties around the globe, and oh, there's some nice land there in New Hampshire. The freest state in the U.S.
Yeah, I guess my question is, and how do you know that this is an intentional routing? And I only bring that up because the internet itself is a massive, distributed, uncentralized network where routes can go wherever they like based on the amount of available bandwidth and the latency
between
places.
I'm summoning my inner Conan, and I'm going to say that's what they want you to think, Chris.
Duh.
I know. But, yeah, is there something more that indicates that this was done intentionally?
I tried it several times over the course of several weeks, and it kept failing with the same message.
Very interesting. Andrew, thank you for the call. Let's go to Trucker Joe calling in from Ohio. Trucker Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello there, gentlemen. Well, as my name says, I'm Trucker Joe. I'm a professional driver. And I'm calling tonight to
thank you for your service.
Your audience. Thank you. I'm calling tonight to talk to your audience. Every day I drive anywhere from 500 to 600 miles. And you'd be amazed at the number of people who seem to think driving right in front of my truck is a fantastic idea for their health. I've currently got a truck that weighs just under 80,000 pounds, and I had somebody drive feet from the front of my truck at 65 miles an hour today. Everything that everyone buys comes on a truck, and the economy depends on people like me. Give us a break. Give us some room. We can't stop on the drop of a dime.
You know what it is, don't you?
No.
It's those stupid Fast and Furious movies where the cars can do flips and they can go right underneath the semi-body without getting a scratch.
And you give Fast and Furious way too much credit for people driving like complete a-holes.
My biggest worry in life is that someday I'm going to kill somebody.
Yeah, I know exactly what you. I know what you mean. I think about that with motorcycles all the time, and I don't drive a big rig. I drive, you know, an SUV or a Jeep or something like that. But you have to be so aware of what's around you at all times, and that has nothing to do with we need more laws or anything else. That's just being respectful of life in general. And
now I remember when I was in high school and I took driver's ed 20 some odd years ago. And they told us you should remain 3 car lengths behind the vehicle in front of you.
Depends on how fast you're going.
Yeah.
No, 3 car lengths.
I disagree with that, but go ahead.
Now, with trucks, because they take a lot longer to stop, you should probably be about 5 or 6 car lengths at minimum in front of a big rig. Is that right?
Yeah, the company that I work for actually counsels all the drivers to keep a 7-second separation between you and the vehicle in front of you.
Now, that makes sense to me because it's based on speed, like Conan was saying. Yep.
And the weight of the vehicle.
Yeah, and for a big rig, like you said, you can't stop on a dime. That's like, you know, slamming on the brakes on a locomotive. It just doesn't work.
It takes hundreds of feet to stop a fully loaded big rig. And
so I was joking that the problem is the Fast and Furious movies, but really the problem is that no one has actually driven anything bigger than a four passenger car, and they just don't know what is required to stop.
Do driver's ed courses now teach Common Core? Is that maybe what's going on here? Do we have some government standard for driver's ed?
So instead of like 5 car lengths, the average, it's some kind of math formula that you have to...
Exactly.
It's like if you
have to get the calculator out.
If you can see the bumper of the car in front of you, you're too far behind. Pull closer.
So you can read the bumper. Oh, there's your problem. All the stupid bumper stickers. I gotta figure out what it says.
I've been driving before and then, you know, seen vehicles behind me. And it's like, all I can see is the roof. You're too close if all I can see in my rear view is the roof of your car. And I'm just, you know, in like a normal car half the time.
Yeah, how do you think I feel when all I can see is the roof of the car out of my front window?
That would
be absolutely scary. Trucker Joe, again, thank you for your service.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you for the wise advice. And people would be very wise to heed that advice and don't get too close to the big rigs. That they do have signs on the back that say, if you can't see my side mirrors, I can't see you. Same thing goes for the front. If you can't see those side mirrors, then, well, you're too close. This is Free Talk Live.
New ProMax filter technology from ProPure removes over 200 contaminants from your drinking water, including the stuff you don't taste, smell, or see, like PFOA. ProMax is independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Ask about our free shipping special on ProMax. Don't drink just any water. Drink ProPurified water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we have the Skypes, and we'll go to that momentarily. But I want to make sure that I tell you, if you have Bitcoin, you need to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. That is the Jax wallet, J-A-X-X. You can get that at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. Or it's also available in the App Store. It's in the Google Play Store, the Apple App Store. And there's absolutely no wallet like it. You can hold Bitcoin, Ether, and DAO tokens with it, and more currencies are coming. There's Shapeshift integration that allows for frictionless, easy exchange between currencies. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, the creator of CryptoKit and founder of Ethereum. He's also the chief digital officer of the Toronto Stock Exchange. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax, and Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand, Jax. That's JAXX.io, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Let's go to Skype. We've got Ian calling in on Skype, and I believe this is the same Ian that called in from China last night. Ian, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I am Mr. China. In China, if you can't read the speedometer on the car in front of you, you need to get closer.
Yeah, that's probably a little too close.
Because otherwise, how would you know how fast the guy in front of you is going if you can't read a speedometer?
Oh, in China, nobody cares. All the speed limits are posted as a suggestion.
I like that idea.
But trust me, I live in a small city about 4.5 million people. We're a tier 3 city.
Hold on, did you say 4.5 million people?
Yeah, it's 4.61 million.
That's a small city?
That's so small, it's almost off the radar.
Ian, you're really breaking up.
I'm not sure what's wrong with the connection. If you want to try calling back, and hopefully that connection does wind up getting better. Because it is always, you know, interesting hearing stories from other countries, especially...
Especially the supposedly bad countries. I want to hear more from Russia and China and places like that where we just get a... They get a bad rap, and it's like, well, why? Maybe they're doing something good, and our, you know, puppet masters don't want us knowing.
The whole Tiananmen Square incident, that was just absolutely
wonderful. How many years ago was that?
About 26.
Oh, then the statute of limitations for us feeling bad about it is obviously expired. So, okay, no harm, no foul, Chinese Communist Party. Go ahead and run a tank over some more innocent protesters.
We never found out what happened to that guy.
Of course not, and we probably never will.
No, we probably won't.
And, you know, unlike the Corin Gaines situation, there actually was video of part of that Tiananmen Square situation until they grabbed Tank Man and drug him out through the crowd. And, Chris, I believe you had more...
Exactly. That's where I was going, that it's been also suspected that he was drugged and grabbed out of there by his buddies. They're like, hey, all right, you served your purpose. Now let's get out of here before you get caught.
Right.
No, so he might.
Nobody really knows.
Right. And it's. But it did create a very stirring presentation of what was going on. And I suspect that China is coming up out of that that chasm, as is Russia. Except we're not hearing about the good things. We're not hearing about how wonderful the capitalism is over in China. We're hearing about all the pollution that they're creating.
Well, and we hear about a lot of problems with their workers and...
Apple workers throwing themselves off of buildings.
Right, but I can't sit here and go, okay, a socialist, communist country, we're probably not getting the good stuff that's occurring over there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
We do have Ian back on the line on Skype. Ian, continue with your thoughts.
I have borrowed my neighbor's connection. I hope it's better.
A little bit.
Okay. Again, I wanted to talk about how the police do a better job here than in America.
How the police do a better job in China than in the U.S. Okay.
Okay. The hard situation and protocol is to stand a policeman over 50
you
years
are...
ago.
Breaking up again, I can barely understand anything that was said there.
You know what? Bringing up the conditions in China, weren't there some police officers who were taken out? Like four of them, they beat up a girl or raped a girl or something, and they just got mobbed. These police officers, they got their little wagon flipped. They got drug out, and they were beaten to death.
That does sound familiar.
So if our police officers here in that country, in our country, were if that was also an outcome that could, you know, come down their street, they might be a little more wary whenever they were dealing with us.
It's an outcome that can always occur, but the likelihood is pretty low. You know what I mean? I think most people... I'm going to say most people, I'll make some generalizations, most people respect, quote-unquote, the rule of law, and most people believe in the, quote-unquote, authority of police officers.
Right, and Davi Barker had even postulated, and he wrote a book about it, called Authoritarian Sociopathy, and he initially wanted to try doing a psychological experiment figure out... if people would wind up just sitting by while they witnessed police violence.
Right.
And they will. I don't think this is I think he already knew what the outcome was going to be and how many people would actually step up.
Well, when
the person who's doing the beating has a badge on or a uniform or a fancy, you know, costume.
I think we're seeing that change, and certainly people's perception, you know, the
the people that...
well, now people will pull out a video camera and film it. They're not actually going to prevent someone from being physically assaulted because you've got all the people that say, well, you don't know what happened before the cop wound up bashing his face into the sidewalk.
Yeah, and you probably don't want to die either, so you can get away with videotape, and at least they're not going to shoot you all the time.
Exactly, but that's one point of it. The flip side is this reaction by more and more in law enforcement, and this comes from the war on drugs, and it comes from modern training and modern dogma in policing is that kind of made the entirety of the public the potential enemy, and that potential enemy always has the possibility of deadly force. Therefore, I must act first. So I
yeah,
go
they,
home at
when
the
they
end
stop
of my
you
shift.
When they stop you, they always suspect you.
Let's try Ian one more time. Hopefully the third time is a charm. Ian, go ahead with your thoughts. No, you are breaking up even worse now than you were.
This is why we can't.
So sorry.
This is why we can't get any information from China, because of the damn lines.
Oh, yeah, you got some government censor over there going, oh, it's Ian again. He's trying to call that.
He's trying one more time.
Live,
for some weird reason, when he calls in on the nights that I'm in the second chair, his phone calls are smooth. They're smooth and flawless. When I'm sitting in the button pushing chair, I, can't hear or understand much of anything. I really wish that it wasn't like that.
Well, I'm going to steer us back to the Corin Gaines story.
Yes.
And basically, I had three stories that all kind of relate to this. So the next story comes from HeatStreet.com, and the headline is this. Was Corin Gaines, the woman shot in standoff with Baltimore police, a sovereign citizen? So the sovereign citizen movement it's kind of flared up again. I think part of that is social media and lots of videos getting out there on YouTube from sovereign citizens. But we also have the shooter in Dallas who subscribed to, I guess, the Moorish beliefs.
So we will get back into that and your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about sovereign citizens, or the possibility that somebody that was recently killed by the police might be a sovereign citizen. Is that why the police in Baltimore wound up killing Corinne Gaines?
That's the trigger word that they used.
No, the police in Baltimore did not say that they killed her. They say that they discharged their weapons. She was hit with a bullet and then later died.
But they claim
sovereign
citizen is the trigger word.
They will.
They can get away with it because that's what they use. They use the trigger word.
Well, and that's the thing. There's all sorts of words and all sorts of phrases that they will use because sovereign citizens are seen by our government and seen by police as a terrorist organization. We're not talking about people that just don't like to obey the laws or feel that I'm not saying I do, but your government feels that they are terrorists.
Yeah,
and that changes the game completely.
And it's not just government and the police. I hear it here locally. People fearful that some sovereign citizen is going to come shoot up the school or,
right.
Tear down the walls.
The only time I ever hear the term sovereign citizen mentioned is if it's somehow referenced in a news article or if it's in an application for a ballistic engineered armored response counterattack truck, and that's the big fancy name for what they lovingly refer to as a Bearcat.
Yeah, it sounds more the Concord
police a couple years ago claimed that sovereign citizens, free staters, and Occupy New Hampshire provide daily challenges. And that's why they need a ballistic-engineered armored response counterattack truck. I sent a FOIA request to the Concord Police asking for a list of these daily challenges. They responded, "We have no documents responsive to your request." We'll get back into this.
We've got a Skype call. I'm going to lose my thought. It's real quick, Daryl. It's real quick. I've been listening to the radio all this week, local radio. And Republican, establishment Republican, talking about sovereign citizens this whole week before this shooting, before this happened. He's been talking about it all week. He's also claiming that they're Trump supporters, which blew my mind because I thought that's, Are they?
No, I don't think they support any politicians. I don't think they support any political parties.
But anyway,
they don't even support the U.S. government. So,
well, this particular cat on the radio was putting KKK, you know, white supremacists and sovereign citizens and anti-government types all in the same, lumping them all in the same group. And
yeah, people like to do that because they're like, oh, well, they all have this one thing in common.
Right. They all don't like the government, therefore they must all be the same.
But I listen to other things other than just liberty shows, so sure. I hear it, Gerald. It exists. These people are fearful. They think that sovereign citizens are going to come shoot up the school tomorrow morning.
And it would make no sense to go shoot up the school tomorrow morning because it's the middle of summer and school is out.
Exactly. Summer school. The dumb kids.
Well, I think you're onto something, though, Conan. I think there is a push to, at least by police, to reinvigorate the conversation around sovereign citizens and the threat they may or may not pose.
Let's continue this after we go to Skype. We've got Hung Like Jesus calling in on Skype. Hung, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, everybody. Maybe a month and a half or so ago, I was listening to you three, and you all were in agreement that racism is not as bad or was something to that effect as it used to be or once was. And I wanted to call in at night, but I just didn't. And I was wondering, how is it that three white males sitting in New Hampshire, how did they come to that conclusion that racism is not as bad as it used to be? I'm just curious for that.
Well, right now, compared to, say, 60 years ago, there's not government-mandated racism. So if I ever did say that racism isn't as bad now as it was probably in reference to people are not being forced to be racist.
And that's where you did have, we had Jim Crow laws, we had all sorts of things that mandated, for example, the use of separate restrooms and things like that, and segregation and things like that. And go back a little bit further and say that, okay, well, at least now it's illegal for me to own another person as property, and things like that. Now, if I personally indicated that I was speaking gospel as the voice of reason, and I know what it's like to be a black man or a Chinese woman or an Afghan kid in today's society, I didn't mean to convey that at all, because I can't.
I think this is a comment that I made, and I am originally from the South. I'm from Florida, and that's where I grew up. I was there at least almost 30 years. And I grew up in a heavily black, white, Hispanic community. And I had many black friends, many Hispanic friends. I ended up marrying a Puerto Rican. You know, I'm colorblind. I don't understand the concept. It bothers me. But compared to 50 years ago, definitely the racism, it's still there. But I just don't see it like what we've read about in the history books. That I've never experienced what I consider true racism. Yeah, I've heard old white dudes saying N-word. I've heard old black dudes calling me a cracker, calling white dudes cracker and stuff. I mean, I've heard that, but as far as my generation, the youngins, I think it's going away. It really is going away. I think that there are individuals who are trying to bring it back because it's their bread and butter. It's, you know, it's their, you know, lawyer types. You know, they're trying to bring it back because that's their livelihood.
And I'll throw one more thing out there, and then I really do want to hear your thoughts on this, and that's the war on drugs. You know, when Nixon declared the war on drugs, he did it because there were really two groups that were messing with him that he couldn't just do away with. The first one was hippies, and that was the idea behind making marijuana a Schedule I drug and making it, you know, criminalizing it to that degree. And the second one was the blacks, that the Black Panthers and all these black groups were very much against his programs. And the way to do that, he felt, was to outlaw heroin, to make sure that we had a war on drugs. That way we could quietly attack the hippies and attack the blacks and do it in the name of children's safety. And that was all kind of verified by John Ehrlichman. I may not have the right guy within the Nixon White House, but please, can you give us your point of view? It's better than all of ours.
Yeah, you're right. Government doesn't sanction racism anymore. But I think a lot of it now is unspoken. It's a grievance between people that we're going to do it this way and we won't do it that way. And especially since Trump has emboldened a lot of people now here recently to speak what's on their mind, speak now what's on their mind, where in the past they wouldn't have said it. And it's and these things are going on. You know, I'm sitting here reading a story now about a person that attacked someone. And to me, it's simply because Trump is emboldening a lot of people to just go ahead and feel okay about doing these things, because they know they have someone in their corner who they can do it publicly, and it won't be chastised as much or even at all now. But as far as me and this black body that I'm in, racism is really subtle. I don't even think I don't even think people who aren't black or a person of color can even imagine the stuff that that we ignore each day. The racism that we ignore each day, I don't even think a white person can even handle.
Right.
Because it's so subtle, and you know it, but you're so used to it, you just go along. Because, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to jump up and down all day long. Right. But racism hasn't went anywhere. It's just not sanctioned by the government anymore.
Well, in some ways it is. It absolutely is, and I think we still see. We talked about the war on drugs, and that's still going on today. I mean, we're making some strides against it, but this whole idea that, number one, we are going to make it such a penalty that we are going to turn whole sections of urban areas into war zones, and the police are going to see the people that live in those areas as the enemy. I don't know where you're from. I didn't catch that on the intro, but I used to live in Maryland. I used to live in Pennsylvania. I spent a lot of time in Baltimore and D.C. and stuff like that because there were cool places to go, but those were battle zones, and that goes on to today. So I'm not sure we can even say that government no longer sanctions racism. I think government sponsors that to some degree. Would you agree or disagree?
Well, of course, when you look at the war on drugs, of course, that's just an obvious attack on people. But I was raised in D.C. I live outside of Atlanta. And we have a huge black population here. Of course, we're being ran out now by Hispanics.
Hold your thought. I'm fairly certain you've got more. We will be back with you and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.